Brought to you on AM930 WEOL by Dale's Market and Deli, 417 Cleveland Street in Elyria. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, boys. Yeah, the weekend wasn't exactly what we had hoped for, but I can tell you the first half of the baseball season ended with us in first place, so obviously that's a good thing.
Well, when you extend your first place and you are so many games above 500, you do have that margin in case something like this weekend happens.
Well, exactly. That's the one thing that that 14-game winning streak did is give you an opportunity that if you do stub your toe a little bit along the way, it doesn't hurt as much. And, you know, we sit here at the All-Star break and have accomplished two things that we really set out to do. And one was making sure we didn't dig ourselves a hole in the first half, which we've had the last three seasons. And obviously with 50-plus wins, we accomplished that feat. And then secondly, one of the main goals was to have a winning record within our division, and we have certainly done that. So we've played very, very well against the American League Central Division. So we've accomplished the two most important goals. We sit here with the fifth-best record in the Major League Baseball, second-best record in the American League, 6.5 games ahead in the American League Central race, and only two games shy of matching the very best record in all of baseball. So all in all, a really wonderful first half of the baseball season.
Bob, here comes the All-Star break, but no Danny Salazar. What's his story?
Well, you know, since he pitched the other day, just didn't think that he was going to pitch anyway on Tuesday. And with a little elbow discomfort, it just made sense to shut him down. He is going to make his regular start. He'll go Tuesday next Tuesday against Kansas City, as we open the second half of the baseball season on yet again another three-city, 10-game road trip, as we need to be out of town as the Republican National Convention is in Cleveland.
For members of the team who are not part of the All-Star team, what do they typically do during the All-Star break? Do they head home for a couple days?
They try. If that's an opportunity for them, just think about it. They reported the spring training in early February. Most have not stepped foot in their own home since that time. So a chance to get home for a couple days, they cherish that thought, to be with family and friends in their own home. If that is not an option, a lot of them will just go find some place to get some R&R, whether that's here with young children and enjoying Cedar Point or wherever they may go. But most of them try to get home since they haven't slept in their own bed for a number of months.
So is John Adams going to get a batting helmet to protect him up there where he sits at the scoreboard? I mean, this ball I saw the other day wasn't too far off from him.
It was not very far from John, and the way it looked, John was too busy beating the drum to realize Mike Napoli was focusing in on him. That was an absolute bomb that Mike hit, and you haven't seen many travel that far in our ballpark. You know, he was five rows from the very top of the bleachers, and just a remark. I mean, Trevor Bauer's reaction was just, you know, unbelievable. But that's a strong young man that can hit a baseball a long, long way.
Absolutely, except for the people that put that scoreboard in. They're looking, going, come on, can't we at least get through half a season without putting any marks on it?
No dents needed in that brand-new scoreboard.
Right. Well, we've got a trivia question coming up for a four-pack of Indians tickets as we continue with our Tribe Talk and Trivia from Bobby D on WEOL. All right, Bob, what is our trivia question as we enter into the All-Star break here?
Well, tomorrow is indeed the All-Star game. Tonight is Home Run Derby on Fox, so catch that action. And our question obviously deals with the All-Star game. Francisco Lindor is making his first All-Star appearance at the age of 22, making him one of the youngest Indians to do so. Three other Indians were named to the American League All-Star team at 22 years or younger. Name two of the three other Indians that were named to the American League All-Star team at 22 years or younger. Two of the three, because obviously one of them most people would know. So let's see if you can get two out of three.
And the other ones are all fan favorites as well, well-known tribesmen. 322-0930 or 246-0930, the number to call, and you'll pick up four tickets to a Tribe game on July 31st against the A's. If you know the answer to our trivia question, courtesy of Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria. Bob, we will talk with you again next Monday, and have a good week off.
You got it, sir. Take care.
Check in with our business report for this morning on WEOL.